everyone, and welcome to a surprise phone show chat special. We're making this 885, but it is certainly a special edition, which we've cobbled together at very short notice to stick in between the other ones, because Joe, hello Joe, you all right?
How you doing? You could call it the Leica edition, couldn't you?
We could. We call it the Leica edition because with us today we've got the man with the Leica lights phone, Gavin Fabiani Lamond.
Evening, chaps. How are you all?
Unfortunately, stuck in a hotel bedroom. So you were telling me.
yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's what I can do. This short little. Extra.
Great stuff. Thanks for coming on. Well, we'll shoot straight into it because we're not going to follow the usual pattern of the show. We're just here for this item, and however long it takes, it takes. Phoneshowchat.uk is our website, so you can get anything else you need there. And if you get lost otherwise, it's tedsalmon.com as usual, or Podhub UK, and you'll find us. So, Gav, the Leica Lights Phone. You decided to break open your piggy bank.
Well, it was two things happened there. One was someone from the community said, would I be looking to sell my 15 Ultra? I had the Xiaomi 15 Ultra. It was a very, very good phone, and I had that a year. So I already talked to that person. We'd agreed a price. So because I knew I'd pre-sold it, it gave me the option of looking at the Xiaomi 17 Ultra. But what I decided was that, you know, if you're going to do it, you might as well go the whole hog and get the Leica Lights phone, which is the special version, because you have the extra stuff that comes with the package. And because I had my 15 Ultra was 1 terabyte, there isn't actually, when you start comparing the pricing, a huge difference in the pricing between the 17 Ultra 1 terabyte and the Leica Lights phone 1 terabyte. And because I do a lot of photography, I thought, from what I've seen of some of the people that have shared photos already using the special options that are on the Leica Lights phone, I thought, actually, I can see some differences here. So I thought, I'll give it a go. Obviously, if it's disappointing, I can always send it back. But yeah, I mean, I got it. It arrived Tuesday evening by DPD, but I was too tired when it came from a day's work to even open the box. Well, that's not true. I did open the box to peek at it, and yeah, I was pretty bowled over, to be honest. The whole packaging. So what came with the package, and I ordered this from the Xiaomi UK store, is you get the box with the phone in, but it's a beautiful packaging box. And when you open the lid up, there's this card from Leica, a little card, postcard, mini postcard. And then when you lift that up, there's a message on the front. And then there's a barcode to scan, QR code to scan on the back, which allows you to register and have an account with Leica because it's an official Leica product. Then you've got, obviously, the phone itself and some of the extra accessories that you get. You get a Leica cleaning cloth, and it's a very high quality cleaning cloth. It's microfiber, but very thick, very nice. It also came with a case, and like a sort of, it's more of like a plastic type case, but it has MagSafe built in, which was handy. Then you get a silver looking like a lens cap that you can put over the case.
That looks nice.
That's very nice. Again, with Leica labeled or sketch Leica on it. You then get a lanyard, a really thick, heavy-duty lanyard, in which is red and black, which is very nice, which matches the colour of the phone. And then what else was there in the box? There was a USB cable included. So you get all that as standard in the box. I'll come to the phone in a minute, but as part of the bundle that Xiaomi were doing is they threw in the Photography Kit Pro free. So you get that. There was also a £100 coupon that you could apply. So I got that. I had a few what's called me points from a previous purchase, which gave me even more of a discount. Not much, but a little bit more. But all in all, it reduced the price by over £100 from the advertised price on the website. But when you look at the standard Xiaomi 17 Ultra, it's £1,499. And you can only get, I think you get £100 off that, but then you have to pay extra for the photography kit. You have to pay extra for the 120-watt charger. Oh, that's it. There was also, with my one, you got the 120-watt charger free of charge as well. So when you started adding it, when you start adding in to the 1 terabyte storage of the standard 17, suddenly you're having to pay a little bit extra. But yes, the only advantage is the 17 Ultra standard version does come with a free Xiaomi 7 tablet, which supposedly costs about £360. But you could probably sell that between 150 and 200. So there is a price differential, but it's not as big. You know, it's roughly 1600 versus probably when I added everything up, it was about 1500. It was about just under 50. It was 1500 versus 1600. But then you would sell the tablet and then you'd probably maybe save another 150. So it's about £250 less, roughly.
Unless you got the 512, then it's $1,299.
Yeah, but I had the 1 terabyte before, and because I had a lot of photos and videos on there, I needed the space.
Right.
So, and obviously, my view is that because this was very expensive, there's no getting away from any two ways about that. It's something I'm not going to change for at least a couple of years now. So I needed to make sure I had the space to.
Yes,
expand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And another reason I did it, for those that heard me last time, is in 2024, I spent 5 months in the hospital following a car accident. So I'm still in recovery from that. And I just thought to myself, I've had a miserable few years. It'd be just nice to treat myself.
Yeah.
And that's part of the logic as well. So, but I am very pleased with my purchase, I'll be honest. Excuse me. Because when I opened the box, I'd seen the unboxing videos of this Leica Lights phone, and I'm thinking, yeah, that looks nice. But in person, it is absolutely stunning. So what's different over the normal one? First of all, it looks a lot better, in my opinion. The finish is a lot better. It has these aluminium sides, which are have grooves in them, and it says Leica made in Germany or something like down on the side of it. But it looks so industrial looking. And then it has a silver ring on the back. But that actually is a mechanical zoom ring.
Very cool.
You can change it. So for whatever mode you're in, camera mode, you can make it do whatever you want. So you could be in video and it changes the exposure when you turn it in video, or in photo mode it can do zoom, or if you use the Leica central photo mode it could do filters, or you know, it there's so many different options for every mode. You can, that ring can do something else, so very customizable.
Yeah.
And it does work very, very well, but it is a very industrialized look, and
I quite like the grippy stuff down the sides as well. That looks really
industrial. That looks amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And well,
that's what's been said to me, that the one thing about the special one is the word texture across the whole device, and including the packaging as well. Like the word texture has been said a lot.
Yeah, and you definitely feel like you bought something very premium. So the joke is that you buy for the red Leica dot on the back. Yes, of course you do. I mean, you know, no getting around from that, because you're buying, if you want a Leica camera, you need £5,000. Yeah. So for people that can't afford £5,000, this is actually the cheapest Leica camera that you're ever going to have. So
yeah,
but for me, I've started to, like I said, I got it I started setting it up Wednesday. I did a transfer from my 15 Ultra to the 17. That went very well, actually. And there was just a few other things to do, but I didn't spend forever. I tried, there was a firmware, day one firmware update, so any comparison videos that you saw before the release were all out of date because the camera got updated and the camera app got updated. So, you know, that's Xiaomi's fault. They shouldn't do things like that, but it did have a big firmware, massive firmware update and a massive camera update as well. But I have used it. I have started to test the camera and this some of the features that sit across both. If you look at the specification of the 17 Ultra and the specification for the Leica Lights phone, there's a lot of shared specifications the same. So where the differences lie is the actual Leica camera styles or imaging that's present. And obviously, there's the hardware differences, like the mechanical zoom. But the actual software in the camera app has a lot more features, and in the gallery app as well. So you have, on a basic level, you can put photo frames around your images that say, you know, Leica Lights phone with the coordinates and, you know, it's just when you, it's like it promotes the phone, but it looks quite cool if you like that sort of thing. Don't have to use that, but you've got that, and when you take it, you can do that. But it's the actual special mode. It has the Leica Essentials mode, which is a totally separate photo mode, and that's where you've probably seen where they are advertising the M3 look, which is black and white, and the M9, which is colour. And I've tried taking some photos with this. I did one inside where I do my gym rehab, and I used the normal photo mode, then went into Leica Essentials M9. The difference between the two photos is night and day. To describe what I could see, with the M9 you had more contrast, you had much better depth in the imaging, much better depth. And when I read up more what is actually happening, the whole image pipeline in the M9 and the M3 mode is completely different to the imaging pipeline in the normal standard photo mode. So the how it processes the image, it starts with a raw file and it goes through a whole different step sequence that's different to what you have on the standard camera, on standard photo mode, which means you get the look of the Leica M3 camera, which is black and white imagery, and the look of the Leica M9. And it, I was thinking, oh, it's got to be a bit of marketing fluff, surely, but it's not. It's really, really good.
So that's a bit of software then. They've put that into the app as software, which they've not put into the normal 17 Ultra.
But it's more than software.
Right.
Yes, it's software, but it's the actual imaging stack. So the way the different steps it's a bit of hardware and software. The hardware is the same, but they're telling the hardware to work in a certain way.
Right.
And it starts with the raw file, converts it, and then does processing after the fact to get to, it's not a filter. You can't just say, right, let's try and cheat and apply this filter. That's as close to, it doesn't work like that at all. Mm-hmm. I've tried it. It doesn't work. So, you know, I've tried taking the standard photo mode and gone into Lightroom and tried to recreate the look myself, and you can't. It's really clever stuff what they're doing. So you've also got, in the standard photo app, you've got filters that are all Leica filters. So you've got a whole range of Leica filters, and there's like information that you can tap on the eye button, and it tells you what this filter is best used for and the application. So it's just a different experience, and the phone looks better. It looks nicer, I think, than the
Just to
normal.
Quickly back you up a bit, Gavin, as well, on the M9 and M3, I watched a CNET video, and it was a chap that actually has got a Leica camera, and he said he compared with that, and he said, yeah, it was really, really good. He was actually very impressed by it. So, yeah, to back you up on that, it does actually ring true to the actual
camera. I've seen that. I watched that video. I've seen the same video, but I had to see it for myself.
Yeah,
and honestly,
absolutely.
The difference in quality of shot. Now, it doesn't work for every single shot, so you have to, as you get more experience using it, you get, you know, more of an understanding. But then there's the black and white one, and you think, oh, surely you just use a black and white filter. Again, it's not the same. The M3 look, which is the black and white one, is stunning. And I've taken some buildings today in my lunch break, just comparing, and it's just different. It really is. There are some. I've got to get more. I've only taken probably about 70 photos, not that many at all. And I need to do some more testing, but it is quite amazing. But then the whole thing about this 17 Ultra is this special LOFIC sensor. So if you read the bump on it, it basically has much better HDR control because it won't get blown out by bright lights or nighttime. It absorbs the light, stores it in some house somewhere, and it just means you just get incredible dynamic range. So I need to try and test that at a sunrise or a sunset, which I like doing. That's the other reason I was quite keen to get this, to see how that works. But there are so many other features on that sit across both the Leica Lights phone and the Xiaomi 17 Ultra on the camera. It's just like, where do you start? I mean, the feature list is endless. You know, what you can do in the pro modes, photo pro modes and in pro video modes, you can save your custom shortcuts. So if you're shooting at night, you can have a custom parameter set up for everything. Just tap one button and you've got shutter speed, you've got exposure, filter, everything, saturation, sharpness. It's just very good. But fundamentally, if you look at the Xiaomi 15 Ultra that I had for a year, I never took a duff photo or a duff video, never. Didn't matter whether it was at night, indoors, pets, my dogs. It always took an amazing photo, and that was in auto mode. And so I knew I was getting something better than that. Mm. And yeah, I've been really pleased, to be honest, so far from what I've seen. Very, very pleased.
I just wanted to clarify something quickly, because it really threw me when you said lights phone last episode, Ted. Because there's the 17 Ultra, there's a 17 Ultra Leica edition, and then you mentioned this lights phone. Is that essentially the global Leica edition?
So what they've done is, for China, they've called it the Xiaomi 17 Ultra Leica edition.
And that's what it is?
But it does look slightly different. So then there's the Leica Lights phone for markets outside of China. The branding's different. But yes, in reality, it's sort of the same. The China version has slightly different... So the Chinese Xiaomi 17 Ultra has a few different specifications. One is on the Bluetooth. So outside of China, my Leica Lights phone and the standard Xiaomi 17 Ultra have Bluetooth 6, but the China version has Bluetooth 5.4, I think it is.
Interesting.
And there is a reason for that. So there is a few differences there between the versions, and the finish is slightly different. I think the Leica Lights phone is far more, it looks more industrial. Well, the one I've got looks very industrial, and I love it. I think it's amazing.
Mm.
The one
there's
inch...
also another...
Sorry, go on, Gav.
Yeah, there's one other feature I haven't mentioned is there's some form of, they call it now, certification. So when you take a photo, because this is a Leica phone, it adds credentials. It's called credentials, I think it's called. Embeds it into the metadata to basically show that it's a Leica phone, and I can put like its copyrighted image and my details, but that's something in the chip, in the hardware, that they've included in the Leica Lights phone over the standard 17 Ultra to be able to do that.
Right. Okay, I was going to mention the one-inch sensor, which I know you spoke about LOFIC and HDR, but the one-inch sensor is worthy of note, as is the 75 to 100 zoom lens, I suppose.
Yeah, so obviously one of the advantages now is this LOFIC sensor just means that when there's too much light, it's able to absorb it and store it.
Yeah,
I think that's how it roughly works. But whatever, however it does it, it doesn't matter. What all you need to know is that if you take a shot straight into the sun, you're not going to get a blown out mess, or you're not going to get it's just a much cleaner image that comes out. And I've tried it. I've tried taking photos straight into a bright sun, and you don't get like the iPhone does, where you get these streaks coming out and don't get any of that at all. The zoom lens is a mechanical zoom on both phones that goes from 75 to 100 millimeters. So you got optical quality all the way through from that 75 to 100. So you don't lose it. You don't have to be either at 3 times or 4.5 times. It doesn't matter. Whatever increment you want, it's good quality, pure optical zoom. And even if you go beyond 100, because you've been using optical up to that point and it's a huge sensor size and sensor itself, the quality is still amazing, even past 200. And on the Leica Lights phone, you actually have a mechanical ring on the back to actually manually move the zoom, which is pretty cool.
And you can change that ring to do other stuff, because I saw the CNET guy had done it for his exposure instead.
Yes, that's right. You can change the ring, can do whatever, you can do different things. You can set it for every single mode in the camera app. The ring could do something completely different. So
can you set it to change the aperture? I know it's a very, I'm not sure if it's a stepless aperture, but it seems to be two settings. Have you explored that far yet?
I can't remember what the options are. I think you can...
It's f2.4 to f3, but it's not a huge range, but I just wondered if it was a...
No, you can't change that. So basically, depending on how far you're zooming, I would guess that the further the zoom, so if you're up to 100, you're f2.96, I think it is, isn't it?
Okay.
So you're at the f3 at that point.
Yeah.
And if you're at 75, you'll be at the lower end of that. But fundamentally, there's a lot of difference that you've got the new Snapdragon, whatever, you know, Hyperdiper chip, latest chip in there.
8 Elite Gen 5, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. And what I've seen from that is that the phone's very smooth, battery's smooth, but the battery life, it's helping the standby. So the battery life's slightly better as well. But it means, in terms of the photo and video capabilities, it can do more processing. So you need, that's why sometimes the only reason you might need such a powerful chip is gaming or photo, video work or editing on the phone. That's when that powerful chip comes into its own.
It'd be interesting to know how the battery does hold up over time, Gav. It's a 6,000 milliamp hour silicon carbon, so it should be very good.
I would say it's been stellar. I mean, obviously... So don't forget, I've just set the phone up. Normally the first week is it's learning usage and all the rest of it.
Hmm.
But from day one, I've had I've been very comfortable with the battery life.
Mm-hmm.
My 15 Ultra, in fairness, when I first had it with a dog for battery, it wasn't very good. It was average at best. But after firmware before HyperOS 3, the one before, it suddenly became really good. Then HyperOS 3 came and it dropped down a bit. And then it had another update and put it back to where it was. So actually, the 15 Ultra battery life was actually quite good for me as well in the end. But it took a while before it got there.
Right.
The camera kit
adds how much milliamp hour as well?
I can't remember. But
it adds to, doesn't it? You can drain from the grip, can't you?
So what you can do is you can set the grip to charge straight away or have emergency charge. And I've set it so when my battery hits 20%, only at that point does it start recharging.
Okay.
So you can control the level at which it steps in. There's no point if your battery's full having it charging a full battery.
2,000 it is. 2,000 milliamp hours.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But the reason I've got the kit is not to have that on all the time. Is if I'm using any of my 67 millimeter filters, that's when I will have the kit on. So I've got a UV filter, I've got a CPL filter, ND filters. I've got star filters, which are quite interesting. And I've also got black mist filters, which I really like using. Polarized, you know, so you can really take the photography to a whole different level. You can even, I did have with the 50 Arctura case that was a normal case with MagSafe, but it still allowed you to screw on filters, but also screw in 17mm external lenses. So you could attach like a telephoto lens, or you could attach a really high quality macro lens on top of the really amazing macro that you've already got on there. But again, you don't need external lenses. I think you're at the point now with the 15 Ultra that you could pretty much video or photo anything you wanted, any range, in any condition, day, night, whatever, and you'd always get a very good quality, usable shot or video. The 17 Ultra just takes it even further. I like the Xiaomi processing. It's very natural. Leica Authentic mode is the standard mode that I use, as opposed to Leica Vivid. And the Authentic mode just is more natural. It's not over-sharpened. It looks more pro camera than smartphone camera. And you just can't beat that. And the photos don't need editing. Generally, you take them, and they look fantastic. I have uploaded one photo to the PSC Photos using of my dog in the Leica M9 mode. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
But that's not the best example of it at all. You know, if you do a comparison, like the inside of my gym using the M9, it was just like I was in a different place. It just looked so much better. You got a real sense of the depth of the gym. I haven't shared that yet, but the real sense of the depth of the gym.
One thing I like about the, which probably helps with the depth, is like the natural shadows. Like it doesn't try and lighten the shadows up too much, which is typical of smartphones to do. Xiaomi's more a natural look, and you get proper shadows in there, especially with that authentic mode that you're talking about.
Yeah, the Vivid mode, the Leica Vivid is just...
It's vibrant, isn't it? Vibrant?
Vibrant, sorry, Leica Vibrant.
That's it.
Is just... There's only a few times I might use that, but 99% of everything will be Leica Authentic. It's just a professionally looking photo.
Yeah.
Was it Tyler Stallman? He managed to get hold of, or he was given by Xiaomi, a 17 Ultra, and he was learning how, it's the first time he's probably used the Xiaomi. So I'm watching this video thinking, you don't know what the hell you're doing. You've no idea what you're talking about, but he was learning as he was going along. And he did realise eventually that the Leica Authentic was the mode to shoot in, because it was the most realistic, really lovely, and he loved it. And I'm thinking, yes, that's exactly what you should be doing, all the shots. And then some of the things he criticised is he hadn't read the manual, he hadn't looked properly in the settings, that there were options there to do everything he wanted. There's even a setting that if you hold the camera, something called Xiaomi Pro Shot, and if you hold the camera at something you want to photograph, it will work out how best to frame it, what zoom range and everything, and it will either crop in and then say, right, that's it, move here, now take the shot, and it will frame it for you professionally without, you know, just work out how you need to frame it.
Very good. Tell me, Gav, that the speakers are just brilliant.
They're just brilliant, Ted.
That's obviously, as you know, that's important to me. Do they compare with the 15 better, or can you not tell yet?
I think they're better. Mm-hmm. I mean, from what I can see, it's a flat. So the 17 Ultra has several curved, slightly curved screens, flat. I think they're using maybe a slightly better panel. It's not as, it doesn't go as, the 15 Ultra is a, I think it's a 2K panel. This is just slightly beneath that. But I think it's a very, still a very good panel. But
if 12-bit though, isn't it, Gav? 12-bit.
That must be what makes all the difference, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you look at, if you go onto Xiaomi's website, the 17 Ultra, or the Leica Lights phone, and look at the listed specifications, just start working your way through it. It's just like a, you know, what's not there. You know, you've got the IR blaster, so if you want to control the telly, or someone else's TV or DVD player or air conditioning, you can do that. It's just...
Have you noticed that it's got bigger?
Well, I was looking at that. It feels bigger. Mm-hmm. That might be because it's squared off. That makes sense because it's a flat screen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a monster-sized phone. It's not a iPhone 17 Pro Max, you know, slab of that size. It's actually quite a comfortable phone to use. But it's big enough, but it's not small. So actually, it fits in the pockets fine, whereas the 17 Pro Max would always, you know, it's just a big blob. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, I got to the point where, because I'd had the 15 Ultra, I couldn't go back to having a phone with inferior cameras. It just wouldn't wash with me. When you've had good cameras, and even if you're crap at taking photos, it's no coincidence that every single person, whenever I was with anyone, once they saw what my phone could take on the 15 Ultra, they never bothered using their phone. They said, can you take all the photos and send them to me? My wife's the same. If we're out somewhere and she wants to take photos, or I take photos of our dogs, she'll say, can you send those to me? And because Xiaomi has something called the Xiaomi Interconnectivity app, I can share stuff seamlessly between my Xiaomi and my Apple devices. And also, obviously, I can share seamlessly to my wife's iPhone as well.
Very good.
Yes. It's good. I think Xiaomi are looking to hit the UK more because they've got a mega store in Stratford now, haven't they?
All right.
Yeah, so...
But you've also got all the other stuff you can get. So, you know, I've got a few other Xiaomi bits. I've got their, what's it called, lights that have sensors, and so when you walk past, they turn on and they turn off automatically. They're brilliant. They're like £15 a piece. And they're USB, they're rechargeable, and you can stick them anywhere, basically. So I've got a few of those. They work really well at night. Fantastic. They've got all their wearables, the headphones. Then you look at the lifestyle stuff. They've got washing machines, TVs.
Yeah, the ecosystem is very Samsung, isn't it? That they've just gone for everything, even cars. And
they've got a car, yeah.
They've got fast cars, but they've got everything from hair dryers, drills, torches, air humidifiers. If you look at some of the stuff that Xiaomi makes, it's a far, the list is unbelievable. I've actually got a steam iron from them. I had some free points, and I used it to help buy this steam iron. It's a portable steam iron. It folds down itself, and it works so well.
Yeah, there is some nice stuff. I've got a set of screwdrivers, which doesn't sound very exciting, but they're just so well designed. It's really nice.
Yeah, but and some people say, oh, but the Xiaomi UI. Oh, the other thing is with the Leica lights phone, you get dedicated a bespoke UI, so you've got themes and the icons are all with special fonts, and they look very business-like, very flat, very cool, actually. Mm-hmm.
So, does the always-on display stay on all the time, though?
If you want it to, yeah.
Oh, good, because that's a thing that they're starting in the Far East not to do. They say it's always on, but it's actually not. It goes off in the night, or it goes off if it thinks you're not
control
want...
that. You,
right, okay.
The thing with the Xiaomi thing is, because I've used a phone now for a year, the settings and the UI and where everything is, I know where it all is.
Yep.
And it's like anything. I remember, like, when you tried an iPhone, it felt alien to you.
Yeah.
That's because you're not familiar with it. Sure. It's reality. And if people pick up been always used to using Samsung, then you pick up a Xiaomi. And you think, well, where is everything? It's laid out differently. Well, spend some time, get used to it, Google what you don't know, and suddenly you realize, actually, it's all there. The fact that you can customize it a lot more than you think.
The reference point, Gav, was that we were looking at the latest Honor phone recently, and it actually says in the settings, always on display, and it is not. It's a lie. And Joe and I are going to complain to the Honor people. So I don't mind if you've got to find the settings like you're talking about, but if when you get there, it's just a lie, then it's rubbish, isn't it?
No, I have it on, but you can have it do all sorts of... The always on display has so many options for it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But it's like everything. I think the Xiaomi's like personalization. They really do like your themes and your icons. And it's got some nice little tricks in it as well.
Cool.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Well, hopefully, after couple of months or something, perhaps in the summer, when you've actually got some mileage under the belt with the new phone, you can come back and tell us more about it in real practice. Would that be okay?
That'd be fine. I think obviously I'm still in slightly honeymoon phase, which is understandable.
Yeah.
But being quite realistic, I do actually. When I opened the box and I saw it, I did go, wow, that is really, really nice phone, really nice hardware.
Yeah.
And I'd seen all the unboxing videos and I still was taken aback.
Yeah, cool. Well, I'm glad that you're pleased, and thanks ever so much for coming on and giving us half an hour's kind of chat about it, because I'm sure that people, certainly in our MeWe group, were looking to get your opinion in this kind of way. So that's great. Thanks for popping on. We'll be back with the next phone show chat as scheduled on the 16th of March, which is not next Monday, but the Monday afterwards. In the meantime, you can find us on our website. That's at phonesshowchat.uk with two S's in the middle. And if you get lost, as I said earlier, it's all at tedsalmon.com, and it's all at PodHub UK. So hope you enjoyed this this special. Thanks, Gav, again, and it's goodbye from us.